Loss said his faction leader behind American consulate attack in Mexico pleads guilty in U.S. federal court. By Ildefonso Ortiz and Brandon Darby on November 21, 2024. The man responsible for establishing a reign of terror in part of Mexico's northern border region pleaded guilty to several drug trafficking and money laundering charges in a U.S. federal court. He is facing a possible life term in prison. That cartel boss is not only responsible for ordering hundreds of forced disappearances and establishing clandestine gravesites in northern Mexico, but his gunmen are directly linked to a brazen attack on the U.S. consulate building in Nuevo Laredo. This week, Juan Gerardo El Huevo Trevino Chavez went before a U.S. federal judge in San Antonio, where he pleaded guilty to 15 federal charges filed against him. The charges include various drug trafficking conspiracy charges, weapons charges, money laundering charges, and using underage individuals in a criminal enterprise. Information provided to Breitbart Texas by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Western District of Texas revealed. As Breitbart Texas reported, El Huevo was in charge of the Cartel del Noreste. CDN, a faction of Los Zetas is based in Nuevo Laredo, Tamaulipas. He is a U.S. citizen who inherited his family's criminal empire in Mexico and worked under his cousins Miguel Angel, Z40, Trevino and Oma, Z42. Trevino, the leaders of Los Zetas who are currently in a Mexican prison fighting extradition to Texas. Mexican authorities initially arrested El Huevo in March 2022. Since he is a U.S. citizen, Mexican authorities quickly deported El Huevo after his arrest. In March 2022, as Mexican military forces were arresting El Huevo, his gunmen, known as Hell's Troops or Tropa del Infierno, began a series of coordinated attacks where they fired into the U.S. consulate building, as well as Mexican and police buildings in Nuevo Laredo, Breitbart Texas reported at the time. El Huevo is also directly responsible for the 2019 terrorist attack on the citizens of Villa Union, Coahuila. As Breitbart Texas reported, hundreds of CDN gunmen and dozens of vehicles rolled into the small rural community and began shooting up the town's city hall and plaza square as a way to terrorize locals. The gunmen clashed with authorities in a series of large-scale shootouts that killed dozens. After the attack, the Coahuila governor at the time called the attack terrorist in nature since the criminal organization sought to spread panic among locals. The man known as El Huevo is also directly responsible for ordering hundreds of abductions throughout northern Mexico, where his gunmen later killed and disposed of the victims' bodies. As Breitbart Texas reported, Mexican authorities have done little to stop these forced disappearances as criminal organizations continue to operate with virtual impunity throughout most of the nation. Ildefonso Ortiz is an award-winning journalist with Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Brandon Darby and Senior Breitbart Management. You can follow him on Twitter and on Facebook. He can be contacted at ortiz@breitbart.com. Brandon Darby is the managing director and editor-in-chief of Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Ildefonso Ortiz and Senior Breitbart Management. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook. He can be contacted at darby@breitbart.com.